Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer for you, why, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. So welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody, on this final day of 2015. Here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As we come to the final day of the year, I certainly want to wish everybody a very happy and prosperous and healthy new year, 2016. We're certainly looking forward to a great 2016. Can't wait to see what God has for us and all the doors of opportunity He's going to open, swing wide open to share this good news of Jesus Christ. But also, as we come to the end, I think it's a good time to say thank you to all of the folks around the country, around the world, who have stood with Basic Gospel to help proclaim the good news of Jesus. I think of Paul as he comes to the end of the book of Romans, chapter 16. There's a long list of people who have served in the ministry with him, and he goes through each and every one and names them, and it's, you know, names that none of us can pronounce. but we see they had a very valuable part in this ministry. It's the body of Christ working together. And I think of so many people around the country. I talked to a lady up in New Jersey, Margaret, today, and thanked her for her contribution to the Basic Gospel outreach, and to Carolyn out in Midland, Texas, and Rich here in Dallas, Texas, and Vincent up in New York. We just have hundreds of people who stand with us. And to each and every one of you, our heartfelt thanks for what you do in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And Andrew, I want to give a personal thanks to you for just the valuable insight and ministry that you bring to the air each and every week as well, my friend.
And the friendship.
Yes.
Well, guys, it's absolutely my privilege. I mean, it's an honor to be proclaiming this message along with you and to everybody out there. I hope you realize how much you mean to us. The fact that you contribute and you pray with us and you support us and help us get this message out to more and more people across the planet. And whether it's the radio broadcast itself or the broadcast that we have archived on one place, I mean, we're reaching more than 100 countries, and it's just an awesome opportunity to watch this ministry grow and expand. And, you know, it's a privilege to be a part of it. It's a privilege to support it. And I love you guys, and there's just no greater message out there. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's a real privilege and joy to partner together, to work side by side, shoulder to shoulder, sharing this good news. And boy, Andrew, as you look forward into 2016, what do you see, you know, as far as our country? We're going to be in an election year. There's going to be all kinds of political talk. Yeah. Where do you see this message kind of fitting in? Why is it so important for this message to continue to be proclaimed out there, to bring a sense of clarity and purpose to who we are as individuals?
Yeah, I think we're often tempted to have misplaced dependencies. And one of those places that we tend to depend on is Washington, D.C., boy, we wish that Washington, D.C. would save us from certain predicaments. We hope for certain candidates to come forward and be our savior. And in the end, there's just always, it seems like there's always disappointment. There's a lockdown in Washington. There's conflicts. There's an inability to come to agreements. And here comes an election year, and, you know, we invest in a candidate or two, and we hope for the best. And ultimately, I think we're going to learn this coming year, that once again, the only person that we can really put our trust in and really depend on is the Lord Jesus Christ. Not any presidential candidate, not any human on this planet, because all of that will eventually come crumbling down And that's why, I mean, this message is more important than politics. It's more important than Washington. You know, our nation, as great as it is, it's a couple of hundred years old. And this message is thousands of years old. It precedes the United States of America. And so what we proclaim here on Basic Gospel, it truly is the most important message we could ever talk about.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, our hope and prayer for listeners in 2016 is that, you know, that they would get more anchored into this truth. You know, we have this slogan, hear it, believe it, live it. And for many people that are tuning in right now, they're just now hearing what the gospel message really is, that it is the story of Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. And maybe they've been in church for a long, long time, but it's been about the do's and the don'ts and the rules and the regulations and the traditions and all of those sort of things. And that message of Christ has never really reached their ears. And maybe today they're hearing it for the first time. Others are being challenged to believe it. Does this really mean what I think it means? If Jesus died for my sins, does that mean that I truly am a forgiven person? That my punishment went upon Jesus? Does it really mean that I can know God personally? Does it really mean that I have a new identity, that I stand holy and righteous in God's sight? And so they're being challenged with that question, do I really believe what this gospel message is telling me? And then others out there are living it, or this message has really taken root, and they're starting to see it lived out in their day-to-day experience, their relationships. And so our prayer and our hope for people that are tuned in, that are listening, that they will get engaged in this process so that their lives can become a good news story. I mean, it's good news about Jesus, but as Jesus comes to take up residence in people's lives, their lives become good news stories in this world around them. And so that's our hope and prayer for people in 2016. And I think that's a prayer that God is going to answer, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just reflecting on the nature of this program, you know, I recently joined the team here once a week to help out. But, you know, for those of you who have really been veteran listeners of this program, you know, it's been around for more than two decades now. And I would just encourage you to reflect on, you know, how many programs out there do you find where people are actually being led to the Lord live on the air? How many times have you heard that across the airwaves with Christian radio? And then, you know, when people seek counsel, how many times do you hear Christ-centered counsel that's really about leading people to the Lord Jesus Christ as their answer? And I think that's what's really unique and special and has always been the best aspect of Basic Gospel is this focus, this laser focus on the finished work of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I would just say as people consider their year-end giving, you know, this is the very last day for that. And if you've been thinking about contributing and helping the mission and the vision of this ministry, I'd encourage you to go online and do that. Maybe Bob Davis, you could tell folks how they can participate in helping Basic Gospel before the end of the year.
Absolutely, Andrew. And friends, you can go to our website, basicgospel.net. And for those of you who don't yet have a copy of it, we have a copy of our Bible reading plan called Meet the Author for your gift of any amount between now and midnight tonight. Gosh, the time is getting away, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is indeed. So you can go to basicgospel.net. If you already have a copy of the Bible reading guide, you can click donate on any page at the website. But right now, for another hour or so, you can call and speak with our operator, Billy, at 844-412-2742. I'll give that number again, 844-412-2742. So either way is a great way to contribute to a Basic Gospel to keep this good news coming, the truth of the life of Jesus Christ.
Yes, and for those who would like to send a gift by mail, they want to write a check and drop it in the mail, just as long as it's postmarked by midnight tonight,
yes,
December 31st, it goes in as a 2015 contribution. So write that check, put it in an envelope, address it, put a stamp on it, get it to the post office as soon as you possibly can. Our address is Basic Gospel 751 Hebron Parkway, H-E-B-R-O-N, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Lewisville, Texas, 75057. And that address is at our website at basicgospel.net as well. So any of those ways is a good way to contribute. We just pray that many of you will stand up and make a difference today in helping move the mission and purpose of Basic Gospel forward.
Absolutely. Well, you have found Basic Gospel on your radio dial. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley. My name is Bob Davis. And we have open lines at 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Brooklyn, New York, and talk with Joyce listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Joyce.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate this ministry. I listen to it, and I have in heart to make a donation, but I'm not working anymore. I'm a senior citizen, but I have in heart I will send something soon as possible.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce.
My question today is, Pastor, I'm now attending a new church because I moved, so I'm in another area and I look for something closer. But they do washing of feet. And I'm a bit confused about that. And, you know, the Word of God say anything that is not of faith is sin. And I really don't like the idea of washing of feet because, I mean, these days you're washing feet, this one foot in the water, your foot in the water, you could pick up. You could pick up any sort of thing, you know, but
well, what did Jesus mean, you know, with that foot washing ceremony that he did with his disciples? There seems to be a lot of confusion around that very passage of Scripture.
Yeah, well, we find that event happening in John chapter 13. And Joyce, what I would say is that it's very clear that his conclusion is really that we serve one another and that we learn to put other people's needs before our own needs and consider other people and basically walk in love. And it is interesting that, you know, people have turned this foot washing into a major misconception. I mean, on one hand, you might find a church that tells you the foot washing is related to forgiveness and that, oh, well, you're mostly forgiven as a Christian, but you need to daily get up and do your foot washing symbolically before God in order to get a little more forgiveness. And then other people would say, well, we need to turn this foot washing into a ritual. And so whenever we gather together, we're going to pull out the basin and fill it with water and wipe everybody's feet down. And I think that's not really the heart of what Jesus was saying. What he was saying is, look, I'm your... Yeah, he was saying, I'm your teacher, and you are my disciples. But look, I'm going to bend down and serve you. I'm going to bend down and wash your feet. And this is a picture or a symbol or a shadow of the type of service that we can have for one another. It doesn't have anything to do in particular with water or a sponge or a washcloth. It's more about a heart of service and a heart of humility and just being available to the Lord Jesus Christ who lives in us. And we just wake up every day and with a heart of service, we say, God, you know, use me. Use me however you want to use me in the lives of other people. I'm willing, I'm available, and here I am, Lord. And I think that's the attitude that Christ was really after, and that's what the foot washing is really all about.
Andrew, do you think Paul had this story in mind when he penned Galatians 5:13, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another in love?
Yeah. Another places where he talks about submitting to one another as you submit to Christ, It's all about this service. We are one in Christ. We are brothers and sisters. And the rest of the world can lord it over people. We're called to something completely better than that.
That's what I always believed before I went to this church. It's the first church I ever attend where they do this ritual. And, you know, they are very, very strong about it. It must be done, you know. You must have to...
Well, Joyce, you know, that's what happens is, you know, Jesus teaches something and he does something once as a demonstration or as an illustration, and then we humans are really good at turning those things into meaningless ritual. we you know, we really need to see the heart of what Jesus is talking about rather than just imitating the actions of the historical Jesus. You know, we need to see, no, wait a minute, Jesus lives in me today. And, you know, he's going to have 1,000 different ways that I can serve other people. And it may have nothing to do with feet.
We serve people when we give, you know, when we give of our resources. That's serving. When, you know, when we help somebody understand that they're totally forgiven in Christ, that's serving them in love. When we share the good news, that's all a part of serving other people in love. Well, Joyce, we certainly appreciate your call. Happy New Year, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in 2016, okay?
Absolutely. Well, still some time on the clock. Open lines, 844-322-2742, an email that we need to get to here. And this underscores the reason that it's a great idea for Basic Gospel to be on the air live. This is from Richard, who writes to us from Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania. Says, I've been saved approximately 58 years, but have just in the past two or so been deeply struggling in the areas of predestination, election, chosen, and the like. My heart has been at times torn to the point of being angry with God and deeply hurt, tears, overwhelming depression. I understand that this has been an ongoing debate for centuries. And I do find comfort at times in knowing that the secret things belong to God, and I continue to witness, pray for others' salvation, and hand out tracts and encourage others in Jesus. Through reading and studying my Bible for myself and relying on the Holy Spirit, I stopped asking for forgiveness about 35 years ago to try to encourage others in the same way. But the above questions still are hurting me. Can you help? That's from Richard in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's just an easy subject to end the year on, isn't it?
Got 7 minutes. Let's just dive in.
Oh, my. That is such a big subject. Uh-huh. And as he mentioned, it's been debated, hotly debated, for 2,000 years almost. And it doesn't need to be that. I think it's one of the most unifying truths in the Word of God, the fact that God has chosen, has predestined to save both Jew and Gentile alike, and to put us together as one new man in Christ, that we can actually get along. So that's the context. And when you read Ephesians 1, 2, and 3, and Romans 8, 9, and or 9, 10, and 11, that's what you see, that Paul is talking about people groups, not people individuals. And when you grab that, this whole thing just comes together in one unifying truth that just melts the heart. Never forget at a conference we did a number of years ago, Mike Stone was there, and Bob George was teaching about this, and it just melted his heart, and he put his head on the person's shoulder next to him and just embrace this oneness in Christ. He was from a Jewish background, and this person was from a Gentile background, and for the first time he saw the two coming together as one. It's a powerful, powerful truth. And I know, Andrew, it's a question that you get quite often, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the Bible is quoting the Old Testament, you know, in Ephesians and in Romans, there's these Old Testament quotes, and you say, why are they there when it's talking about predestination? Well, it's because this is always God's secret plan. I mean, he was always even alluding to it in the Old Testament. I will call a people who are not my people, my people. And who was it that was not his people? Well, it was the Gentiles. It was the people who were not of Israel. And so God's secret plan from the very beginning was that when the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself, not just Jews, but also Gentiles. And therefore, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And, you know, when it comes to the word elect and the called and the chosen and all that, we just need to remember that in the Old Testament, who were God's chosen people? Well, it was a whole group, and the words chosen or elect or called referred to a whole group of people. And that's exactly the way it is in the New Testament. When the Bible talks about God's elect, it's referring to the church holistically. It's not referring to, you know, seven people that God picked and leaving out some others. So when we read the words chosen or called or elect, I think we have to recognize the church corporately has a calling, and the church corporately has been chosen, and we are the body of Christ. But when it comes to salvation itself, the Bible speaks clearly that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord can be saved. And that's an important message to proclaim. That's why we're on the air with Basic Gospel, so that we can reach the whosoever wills out there. And Bob, you know, otherwise, if God already had everything rigged and there was no choice to make, well, then there'd be no point in evangelism at all, would there?
No, none whatsoever. So I hope that's been a help to our email questioner.
Richard, yes.
I think this is a very, very important topic, one that we will address many times in the new year. It's just that important. And, Andrew, thank you for your contributions there. We're going to quickly go to Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
How you doing? Happy New Year to you too, Andrew. And I just wanted to end my year the best way I could, and that's talking to my family at Basic Gospel. I also have a resolution that's unlike any other resolution a believer will ever make at New Year's. God tells us to know him as eternal life. So he wants us to know him. And I just say the resolution is to allow God, who is very willing to do it, he's done it for me, to allow you to see yourself as he sees you, regardless of what you see, what you feel, what others see or feel. God has a different plan to show you himself and how he looks at you. And it's very, very important to understand, above all, how God sees you and not yourself and other people.
Yeah. Well, Brad, thanks for sharing that. Yes. I think that's a very good resolution, and it's one that rests on God's shoulders.
Yes.
We can trust him to reveal himself to us and reveal truth to us in such a way that absolutely transforms us. So, Happy New Year, my friend. We'll look forward to a great 2016 together, okay?
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brad.
Well, I wanted to take just a few minutes and thank all the team of Basic Gospel, Billy Rayburn, Kim Groff, Vivian Foster, Michelle Lister, my son Coleman, Greg Park, Stephen Simon, Bob Davis, you, and Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew, just for making this just the most awesome thing that we can do. We have a great team of people,
including Bob Christopher.
And, well, that's yeah. I'm all no, but I tell you,
it
Gina tells people all the time. My husband wakes up and goes to work, and he loves it. He loves every single minute of it. And the people she talks with are like, gosh, that is just so unique. Very few people get up and go to a job that they love. And it's more fun to talk about Jesus. It's more fun to do so as a team, as a group of people who are sharing a vision, who have the same heart, the same desires, a group of people who really love each other and like each other and enjoy each other's company. And so I just thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. I thank the entire Basic Gospel team for all that you do to empower the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ to a world that is hurting and a world that is waiting. Let's keep going. Let's keep doing this until the Lord comes back.
Amen. Yes, that is a great, great idea. Amen. And I would like to echo those sentiments as well, Bob. The staff is wonderful to work with. Someone said to me just recently that it must be great to walk into your office every day and the first person you see has a smiling face. And so I would say that's basic gospel. Happy New Year, everybody. Bye-bye.